fire in practice, how to choose between lean fire and fat fire, and calculate your own route to financial independence. A 34-year-old programmer in Hangzhou ran his own early retirement experiment. Lin Shen, 34, lives in a rented two-bedroom apartment in Hangzhou. Every morning at 7:30, he brews a pot of coffee and stares at the canal outside the window for 10 minutes. This habit began 3 years ago when he started doing the math. "I wasn't earning little, but by the end of each month almost nothing was left," Lin says. In 2023, he tracked his spending seriously for 3 months and discovered he had spent nearly 180,000 yuan a year, half of it on small impulse purchases he could not even name. What changed him was one sentence: retirement is decided by a number, not by age. When he looked at his spending through the lens of a financial independence number, his whole life suddenly had a handle. Since then, Lin cut his monthly spending below 9,000 yuan and raised his savings rate from under 10% to 55%. He set himself a goal: accumulate enough money that not working becomes an option he can choose at any time, rather than a forced outcome. Let us first clarify the concept. FIRE is not working, it is having a choice. FIRE stands for financial independence, retire early. But inside the real FIRE community, most people do not run off to the beach at 30. "I never imagined stopping work entirely," Lin says. His understanding of FIRE is this: when passive income covers living expenses, work shifts from having to wanting to. The method rests on just two things. First, compress annual spending to a level you are willing to maintain for the long term. Second, accumulate a large enough asset portfolio that its investment returns steadily cover that spending. By common FIRE community convention, the financial independence number equals annual spending divided by the withdrawal rate. The withdrawal rate is usually benchmarked at 4%. We will explain where this comes from later. That means someone spending 120,000 yuan a year needs a target portfolio of about 3 million yuan. Professional analysis: the four watershed lines between lean FIRE and fat FIRE. Within the FIRE community, routes are split by what kind of life you want after retiring. The most frequently compared are lean FIRE, minimalist, and fat FIRE, abundant. To choose the right route, you must first see the four real watershed lines between them. The first is the spending baseline. Lean FIRE aims to push annual spending very low, community range roughly 25,000 to 100,000 yuan per year, magnitude, low consumption, maintained through minimalism. Fat FIRE allows maintaining a middle class or even higher lifestyle, annual spending often above 300,000 yuan, magnitude, high consumption. Neither is nobler, they simply define decent living differently. The second is the target portfolio size. Working backward from the 4% rule, 80,000 yuan of annual spending needs about 2 million yuan, 400,000 yuan needs about 10 million. The fat FIRE threshold is often 4 to 8 times the lean threshold, magnitude comparison, illustrative data, to be combined with personal reality. The third is error tolerance. Because lean routes have small spending, they are more sensitive to portfolio drawdowns. If the market crashes exactly when you need money, the buffer is thin. Fat routes spend more but have more redundancy and stronger shock resistance. Behind this lies a repeatedly validated model, the safe withdrawal rate, SWR. In 1994, advisor Ben Zhen, by backtesting U.S. retirement portfolios from 1926 to 1976, proposed that 4% is the probabilistically safe annual withdrawal ceiling. Source type, industry research, magnitude, 4% per year. In 1998, three professors published the Trinity study, showing that with a 50-50 stock bond portfolio and a 30-year retirement period, the 4% withdrawal success rate was about 95%. Source type, academic research, magnitude, success rate about 95%. The fourth is the payback period. Here we use a second named model, the savings rate conversion formula, often attributed to Mr. Money Mustache's shockingly simple math community estimate at about 5% annual investment return. A 10% savings rate needs about 51 years to reach financial independence, 50% needs about 17 years, and 75% needs about 7 years, magnitude, years, community estimate, illustrative. Each step up in savings rate compresses the payback period almost exponentially. A real and recognizable case is Mr. Money Mustache, real name Pete Adonai. He announced his retirement at 31. By compressing household annual spending to about $25,000 and keeping his savings rate at 50% to 75% long-term, documenting the whole path on a public blog, source type, public community slash personal record, searchable. His route is essentially the benchmark for Lean FIRE. Actionable metrics come in 4, 1, true annual spending, average of 3 months of tracking, 2, savings rate equals savings divided by after-tax income, 3. Financial independence number equals annual spending divided by 0.04. 4. Emergency fund equals 6 months of spending. Execution checklist. Step 1. Track spending for 90 consecutive days to calculate true spending. Step 2. Set the savings rate goal to at least 50%. Step 3. Fully fund a 6-month emergency reserve before investing. Step 4. Use the 4% rule to calculate the target portfolio. Step 5. Recalculate every quarter and adjust when life or markets change. Spending baseline. Figure out exactly how much you spend each year. Most people overestimate the money they need and underestimate the money they spend, Lin sighed after tracking. He thought he spent $100,000 a year. The real number was $180,000. There is a simple framework for counting spending. Split consumption into fixed, variable, and invisible. Fixed is rent, insurance, commuting, variable is food and entertainment, invisible is the loose change of 9.9 free shipping.